Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Monday, June the 8th, 2020, where today we are talking about the current coronavirus or COVID-19 pandemic, which is currently sweeping the world, where in Zimbabwe, the figures as we speak stand at 282 confirmed cases with 34 recoveries and still 4 deaths. What does it look like worldwide, Gibson?
Before we go that, we know that in Zimbabwe, roughly about 52,985 people have been tested in Zimbabwe. And we know that there are some people in testing centers and indications are that some of them are actually absconding. They are actually leaving those centers in large numbers. We saw that Mr. Nick Mangwana, who is the permanent secretary of information, actually sent out a tweet saying that there are some people who are running away from these centers. Why are people running away? That's the big question. And some of them were told they're really scared about the conditions there. Some of them claim that they've been there for a long time, but they haven't been tested. And if they're tested, the results take time to actually be sent out to them. So most of these people that are in different centers are from South Africa, Botswana, and some other countries. They are Zimbabweans. So these Zimbabweans decided to come back home when they faced many challenges. Mm-hmm. So then worldwide, we see that coronavirus, COVID-19 is actually, causing havoc. There are roughly now about 7,038,942 people that have actually tested positive for COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Out of these people, 403,267 have actually died. And then we've got in USA, very, very large numbers, 1.942,363. So, which means there are almost 2 million people that have actually contracted COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And out of these people, there are roughly about 110,515 that have actually died. And these figures, we obtained them from VOA and Johns Hopkins University. So, ndaba siyabona ukuthi ke iCoronavirus COVID-19 idla ke ubhedu kwele Zimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi kathesi ke sokulabantu abayi 282 asebebanjwe pela COVID-19. Phakathi kwabantu laba siyakwazi ukuthi abane sebabhubha. Kube sokusithi ke abayi 34 sebesilile. Sibe sibona njalo ukuthi laba sebehloliwe bafika 52,985. Kuzobuya ke emhlabeni wonke jikelele 7 million abantu asebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo. 403,267 sebebhubhile. Kule Melika 1.942,363. So ke sebephosa ukufika 2 million. Abantu abanjwe umkhuhlane lo kule Melika. Futhi kusithi ke abedlula 100,000 sebebhubhile. Kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwaku nawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tiri kutarisa isu dambudziko rechirwere checoronavirus kana kuti COVID-19 iro ratekeshera pasi rose munyika meZimbabwe pari zvino. Pane vanhu 282 vabatwa nechirwere ichi. Uyezve vanhu 34 vakawanikwa vachichibata uyezve vachizochikunda. Asi pane vanhu vana vawanikwa ivo vachinzi vakabata chirwere ichi vachiwanikwa ivo vachizoshaya. Pasi rose pari zvino tichitarisa globally, pane vanhu 7 million vabatwa nechirwere ichi, 402,000 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Imo muno muAmerica matiri pari zvino mune vanhu 1.9 vakuda kutosvika kudaudzira 2 million vabatwa nechirwere ichi, uyezve 110,000 vachidaudzira vawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Muno muWashington DC muguta reAmerica, umo matakaona pari zvino manga muine mapisha-pisha, uyezve mandiri kugara, uyezve mandiri kutepfenyura ndiri kumba, mune vanhu 9,332 vabatwa neCOVID-19, uyezve 489 vawanikwa vachishaya. Saka ndozvatiri kukurukura ipo pano, uyezve tichiwanikwa isu tichikurukura nenyaya yezvimwewo zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Apo tiri kuona pane mapisha-pisha kubato reMDC, Alliance neMDC yamuzvare Tokozani Kupe, MDCT, Gibbs.
Yebo, kunjalo ke Mavelas, kula vantu vasitumezela ma-audios. Woti sizwe ukuthi bathini nxa sikhuluma ke ngodaba lolu lwe-COVID-19. Akele lezwe sibili ukuthi bathini, kukhanya zani abantu abaningi bahlulukele okumangalisayo. Napa lapho.
Siyalubonga kakhulu lolu hlelo elisibambele lona. Mina ngikhulumayo nguThembani Ndlovu. Lapha ezweni le-South Africa la, hey, ziyabuya. lockdown le hayi isenze lokunyesa okunyesa ukuvuleka vuleka hayi kunzima social distance yakhona ayilandelwa kahle kahle eyi kade sisesaba ngokuthi esakwazi ukuthi kithi sisazobuyela or asisabuyeli ngoba i-COVID-19 le zishubile
mfo kakhuphe umvika lapha e-Homestead lana hayi corona wasenza yachitheka imizi corona hayi corona sazi ukuthi uzophela nini siyathola imizi sichithekile bakithi zihlobo zenkosi nesikathana esihlala endaweni ezikathana kangaka madoda kuthi ngankulunkulu uyasingenela bakithi kumbeni ngojulayi bakithi kuvulwa namapota sizama ukuthi siye khaya madoda akurongo la hayi siyathola imizi phele sichithekile January to December madoda hayi uhulumende la madoda hayi abasizwele madoda hayi angeke phela sikhone kusiyafika umnyaka ozayo sibe lokho esikhona lana hayi khona madoda hayi ngoba imizi unkulunkulu makangene so imizi yethu siyathola isidilikile siyadilikelwa imizi kodwa lokhu siyazi ukuqalisa phansi madoda kobuhlungu kulokuthi kathi uverus uphambili shuwa siyacela ukuthi ngawo uhulumende shuwa layi lo nkulunkulu angenele abafazi bethu bazibambe madoda size siyebuya siyacela sibili lokho hayi siyacela unkulunkulu angenele abafazini bethu madoda basilinde size siyebuya
ngiyabingelela abalaleli bakastudio 7 kanye labasakazi igama ngozwele ithini kabula ngisemat south egwanda north kuward 8 induna nguchief mathema esigabeni sesitezi lapho okulenkangala isiqinti senkangala khona silohlupho ke lwamanzi olukhulu kakhulu okweminyaka eminingi kakhulu kulendawo sesafelwa zinkomo ezibayeni lapha sokuze phose akusela lutho kanti ke silohlupho futhi lwamanzi awukunatha ngokwawo amanzi asehanjelwa sibili okwamakhilomitha amaningi kakhulu kanti ke le nkomo zethu zigcina zilahleka ziyafika eGwanda 32 kilometers sesize safica la i-corona virus lonyaka kanti ke yona idinga ukuthi sihlale sihlanzekile sihlale sigeza njalo nje kakuswelakali ke ukuthi sihlupheke kangaka ngoba kule damu elakhiwa ngo-1953 kokuswelakala kuleli damu ukuthi kuvalwe umbundu owadabukayo weconcrete kwachitheka amatshe leconcrete kudingakala ukuthi kenje kuvalwe leso sikhala bese kusukutshwa ke ukhitshwa udaka ukwenzela ukuthi idamu leli ke ligcine amanzi amaningi kule nkulumo ke yokuthi kuthiwa ukusikupha idamu kuyadula okumangalisayo pho umbuzo sithi thina njengezakhamiza kulesi sigaba nxa kudula ukusikupha idamu sokumele abantu bafe yini sithi thina hathi uhulumende lomlando wokuthi ahlenge abantu engozini yesomiso esinjengalesi esiqondana laso iminyaka leminyaka kanti ke njalo besiloyisa ukuthi ngasi bale bhoholo ezancedisana le damu ukwenzela ukuthi amanzi siwathole endaweni ezimbili siyakukholwa ukuthi ke ongakhaliye uthiwa ufela embelekweni ngakho ke ngikhalaza lapha kuresident minister umhlonitshwa wabhedi nikhoncobe le ndunankulu umathema u-MP umadodana sibanda ward 8 councillor umama umancube kanye labo senior crawlhead labo sobhu ngicela basilamulele kulesiyana isigaba bakithi ngiyabonga
sizwa kuthiwa lumkhuhlane uyamemetheka ngesikhathi somqando impilo zabantu bakithi ziqakathekile yebo lesikolo siqakathekile kodwa ke bakithi nxa kungaba kuyikuthi abantwana sebevulile ngomqando sibonazana umkhuhlane kuzamemetheka bakithi ubemningi sizalatshwa ngani izihlobo zikankulunkulu njengoba kuthiwa kuncediswa ngomoya
so marvelous these people are in different places you know they send audio on our Facebook on our WhatsApp number and all what they're saying here is that coronavirus is scaring them. So one of them is Thembani Ndlovu. He says he's in South Africa, so he's scared about social distancing. So now the country has actually opened certain businesses, including schools, some schools, certain grades, you know. So he's saying that he's scared that kids are going to contract this disease. And then we've got a guy by the name Kupe. Kupe is also based in South Africa. He's got one worry. His worry is that he's married, you know. Mm-hmm. So he says he can spend 1 year without seeing his wife.
I can understand that.
So he said,
he's
saying the government should actually open borders so that at least they can, you know, have access to their wives. And, you know, he says it's so difficult. We're coming back to it. Let me finish with Zoletin Gabula. And then Gabula is another guy in Kwanda South. He's saying that the problem that they are having is that there's no water in most places. The dams are dry, and so you are supposed to be cleaning or washing your hands. Mm-hmm. So he says, but, you know, we don't have any water to do that kind of business. So, you know, these are concerns. And you wanted to chip in.
Yeah, I wanted to chip in to say that they're actually very genuine concerns, because I had a conversation with a woman on my women's show on Saturday from South Africa, a lady called Sekai, based in Johannesburg. She was saying that she has a preschool, and she was hoping that maybe because they're opening schools today, they might open preschools, in June. And mm-hmm. she was actually saying that for now, she's having problems trying to balance looking after her family in South Africa and those at home. So I can understand what the gentleman there was saying about separation of families, because some families got stuck in Zimbabwe while the husband is in South Africa, or the wife is in South Africa and the husband and children are in Zimbabwe. So those are genuine concerns. Apa tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune vakasiyana siyana vari kutaura ivo matambudziko avari kusangana navo panyaya iyo yedambudziko reCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Tiri kunzwa vazhinji vari kuchema-chema vachiti mhuri pari zvino dziri kunetsekana nekuti vamwe vakasara kuZimbabwe, vamwe vari kuSouth Africa, nyanya kuSouth Africa neZimbabwe. Asi tinoona kuti kune Botswana zvakare, kune Mozambique, kune Malawi, kune nyika dzakawanda-wanda. Uyezve kana kuno kuEurope, pane vamwe zvakare vakawanikwa ivo vakaenda kunoshanya kumusha, vakavharirwa ikoko, mhuri dzavo dziri kuno, kunana America, kunana Britain, kuAustralia, New Zealand, nenzvimbo India, nzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Saka vazhinji vari kuchema-chema kuti dambudziko iri reCOVID-19 raita kuti mhuri dziwanikwe idzo dzisingakwanisi kunge dziri kugara pamwe chete. Asi tinoenderera mberi tichingokutaurirai kuti aiwa, pari zvino muZimbabwe mune vanhu 282 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedambudziko irori reCOVID-19, uyezve kune vanhu 34 vawanikwa ivo vachiwanikwa vachinaya, nevanhu vana kana kuti 4 vawanikwa vachishaya. Gibbs.
So now I think let's cross over to politics. Now, in terms of politics, we know that there is some serious friction between the MTCT and MTC Alliance. As we speak right now, you know, the High Court has actually ruled that, you know, the MTCT cannot proceed with filling the vacancies left in Parliament. Those are Senate and House of Assembly seats, you know. I still remember that some MPs and the senator were actually pulled out by the MTCT. So, you know, the High Court is saying no, the MTCT cannot proceed in that manner. And then we make a reflection to what happened some previous days. You know, it seems as if the courts also ruled against the MTC Alliance. So it's all over the show. And now when we look at the MTC Alliance itself, it has lost the Richard Moke and Tsvangirai House to the MTCT. So, but still they are trying to regain control of that building. So, you know, Moke and Richard Tsvangirai House is a symbol of resistance. It is a symbol of, you know, opposition politics in Zimbabwe. So if somebody takes it away, then it means maybe somebody has been defeated. So, Zuluganda, we say, I want to go to the Alliance, MTC Alliance, Umanyano, Chamisa, who's away again, MTCT, yakusazana tokuzana kupe sikhuluma nje kunampa akudlelwana akunyelwana umlodo vele abakhulumisana so kuze bekhulumisane ludubo lonelo bangatsayo siyabona nebandla leZANU-PF liyagcona kuthiwa engxenyeni lesandla phakathi kokulwa konke lokho so ke mavela sisilobaba njalo uChamisa ekuvideo yakhe sayidlala ungangena khonapho ngena ke mavela.
Aiwa, tiri kuona isu tiri kuenderera mberi tichitarisa pari zvino nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Tichatisa isu zviri kuitika pakati pemapato eMDCT inotungamirwa namuzvare Tokozani Kupe, Dr. Tokozani Kupe. Uyezve tichitarisa bato reMDC inotungamirwa nava MDC Alliance yava Nelson Chamisa. Tinoona kuti munguva yapfuura takaona MDC yekwa Muzvare Dr. Thokozani kupe vachitora ivo muzinda weMorgan Tsvangirai House kana kuti Harvest House kaona zvakare vamwe vakuru vakuru vemu MDC Alliance vachisungwa vachizoburitswa zvavo amusungwa vachipiwa iwo mukana wekuti vabvisewo mari yechibatiso vakuru vakuru kana kuti vatungamirira vanosanganisa vatenda ibiti taona zvakare nhasi papo waipo mutongo wekuti pari zvino bato reMDCT ya Dr. Thokozani kupe aikwanise kuwanikwa iyo ichienderera mberi ichimisa vaye vatingati vadare vanogara ivo muparlament tinoona kuti pane vadare vana vakawanikwa vachimbomiswa vanosanganisira vaCharlton Wende uyezve naMartin Vios nevamwe vakambomiswa vachinzivo neMDCT pari zvino havasi mubato ravo Gibbs.
And we know that Mr. Tendai Biti and others were actually arrested while they were trying to gain access to Mok and Richard Tsvangirai house. This happened on Friday, I guess. So at the end of the day, they went to court and they faced several charges. One of the charges is that they were actually participating in a gathering that was illegal, according to COVID-19 regulations. So then party leader, Nelson Chamisa actually went to the courts and, you know, thereafter he issued a statement. And let's listen to what he actually said, Marvelous.
Today, we are not celebrating anything because even the very charge itself was not founded. They committed no offense. Their only offense is that they had no offense. They'd gone to Harvest House, his MRT house, which is our place of work. They'd gone there to do what we always do every day. As leaders, as officials, they've gone there to make sure that we transact our business. And when they got there, they were told that they could not enter the building. What is quite disturbing for us is a new trend that we've seen, a trend of abuse of our justice system, literally turning our chambers of justice into chambers of torture, chambers of malice, and chambers of vindictiveness. We can see that there's now a political hand that is permeating our issues of justice. The law is now being used as a weapon against those who are perceived to be on the other side of the political divide. And that is a worrisome development. We are also concerned that we are beginning to see an escalation of our institutions of the state. Being dragged into matters that are political, that have nothing to do with the matters of the state or matters of people's prosperity, people's dignity and progress. So we are beginning to also see the role of the military, especially at Harvest House. The fact that we're soldiers is a cause for concern.
So that is Nelson Chamisa. He was speaking soon after, you know, Tendai Biti and others were released. You know, so over to you, Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaNelson Chamisa vanova ivo mutungamiri weMDC Alliance vachitaura ivo mushure mekunge vamwe vanosanganisira vatenda ibiti nevamwe vavo vanga vasungwa vari pamuzinda wavo weHarvest House kana kuti Morgan Tsvangirai House vachitaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvinhu mubato ravo uyezve vachitsanangudza kuti chii chaicho chiri kunyanyoitika nekuti taona vatori venhavo vachibvunza ivo kuti saka remangwana rakamira sei panyaya iyoyi saka ndozvimwe zvatange tiri kuzeya ipo pano kuti panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika chii chiri kuitika sei pane mapisha-pisha pakati pemapato maviri iwaya eMDCT yaDr. Thokozani Kupe uyezve neMDC Alliance inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa Gibbs.
Yes, we also have a video of Mr. Christopher Mtsonga. Do we want to talk about it?
Hey, tichambonzwa zvakare kubva kuna vaMutsvangwa vachange vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pavanotivo uori ndiwo uri kunyanyonetsa munyika asi vaenda zvakare vachitaura ivo kuti mapisha-pisha ari kuitika ivo mubato reMDC Alliance anoreva kuti bato iri reMDC Alliance rava nezinyeke-nyeke saka regai tinzwe kuti vari kuti chii.
Yes, singe sizwe kuti Mtsvanga utini nxa ikhuluma nakhona kokwenzakala kubandla leMDC. Ngokukhuluma ke okuthiwa nguChamisa, uChamisa bezikhuluma lapha esithi ibutho ngani selingenela, ibandla leZANU-PF selingenela, kokungazana kusakhanya lokuthi kuyangaphi. Kodwa ke uthi sizwe ke uMtsvanga ukuthi uthini ngezinto zonke lezi?
Amnanga gwaru kurwisa masanctions zvacho zvosaka vaine yavakati we are reaching out to the west. Foreign minister anogara achitaura nezvazvo. Hong pane vamwe vachiri kuramba vachida kuti Zimbabwe irambe iri pa zvirongwa zveAmerica. Asi nekufamba kwenguva kuri kupfudzinuka, chichanyanyobatsira ndechekuti vaifunga kuti masanctions achachinja kubvisa hurumende yaamunangagwa, kubvisa Zanupiwe pakutonga, wobvisa chirongwa chakabva muchimurenga cha19 chatakahwina 1980. Izvozvi zvakona ndakapati kacho kavangu vachibvaira nako kuti kanga zviti kaparara. Kamwana kadiki kakazotora pati iyoyo kanonzi Chamisa, iye zvino katambarara. Saka hazvichagona kuti vafunge kuti ZANU-PF inobviswa mupawa. Izvo akuita romo vachiti aiwa, if we can't beat them, let's join them. Isu tinoti vese vamwe varoda kudzoka kuzoti vaine mabhizinesi nei ngavadzoke. Tovapa mutakunanzva wenyika ino pane mainsetives kuti vaise mari dzavo muno. Ivavo ndo vachaita kuti masanctions abve, because vanenge vakuita mari dzakawanda nemapolisi amunangagwa ekuti ikonomi ifambe, open for business.
Asi maimboti kaimimi vanhu vakunenera masanctions, vamugabe
kunenera masanctions. Ndakataura zvekuti amugabe vangu vakutoti dai masanctions acho angoramba aripo hutoparadza nyika yacho. Vakutotora nyika yacho vakupa kune mwana wamukadzi wavo, vakutora matsotsi vachitenga navo. Kuratidza kuti kurwisa masanctions kuvaka ikonomi yakasimba inotora mabhizinesi kunyange from all over.
That is Mr. Christopher Mtswangwa there. He's talking about a lot of things. One, he mentioned sanctions. Secondly, he mentioned Chamisa in a way that was saying the young man has failed. And according to him, the MDC is almost going nowhere, right?
Exactly. That's what I was saying, that it's a very interesting take there from Mr. Chris Mtswangwa, who we haven't heard from in a very long time. So he came back as usual, speaking about sanctions, and then there he was actually saying, you know, the MDC alliance is now facing, I can't even quote unquote what he really said about the president of the MDC, Mr. Mm-hmm. Nelson Chamisa, but he was basically just saying, I mean, their days are numbered.
So now we know that, marvelous, we can take a 1 minute break. And talk about our satellite. You know, we've got a new satellite. So, you know, we are all in all places. Talk about social media, talk about digital media, talk about all the platforms where we can deliver radio. For example, we're all over the show. So now let's listen to what we're all about, right?
Yes.
Can we praise ourselves for a minute? I mean, there's nothing that is better than that. Just praising yourself, right? So here we go.
Umsakazo weVoice of America osakaza kuzwekazi leAfrika okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa isatellite SES-5 kuband leC-band. Uyenelisa njalo ukusithola kuIntelsat 20 loba nje siza kuma ekupheleni kukanhlangula ukuyisebenzisa. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebelenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola njini bokuxhumana obe Facebook VOA Ndebele, la ku Twitter VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
At least we are actually praising ourselves there, because this is a checkpoint, right?
Yes, it's good once in a while, especially during these COVID times. They're very tough times for people. So to be having a new product coming out during this time, yeah, it's very good for Studio 7.
Yes, I'm sure we've got the English version. We're going to play it as we go. But looking at what is happening, you know, in Zimbabwe, people are saying that the MDC factions or the MDC groups have actually brought down their kind of hopes, you know, their expectations. So people are saying that they'd actually, you know, invested a lot in the opposition, and now the opposition is going the other way. So now I think we've got one of our guests right now. Let me check him out. That is Tawanda Tsokora, I'm sure. Yeah, so I can see him. He's around. So now maybe can you pose the first question, then I'll bring him aboard.
Maybe if you can ask him in Shona, kuti vajokora tinoona pane mapisha picha ari kuitika pakati pe MDC tia muzvare tokozani kupe uyezve ne MDC Alliance uyezve na staona matare achipaiwo mutongo kuti pari zvino MDC tia yamuzvare tokozani kupe haikwanise iyo kuti irambe ichidzinga vadare vemuparamende kana kusenate munotambira sei izvi.
So Mr. Tsukora, welcome to the program. Can you hear us? Go ahead. Just briefly.
Oh, thank you very much, Gibbs. But I didn't hear what Tedema Velas was saying.
Oh, so the question was, there's a lot that is going, that is happening in the MTCs. So where is this all going in English and Ndebele? Sorry, English and Shona. Say just briefly.
In Shona, regarding Tangen City, MGC, Msangano Wakasimba, Msangano Wevanu, Wakaba Muvanu, wakagadzirwa nevanhu hauna kwauri kuenda unoramba uripo wakasimba zviri kuitika izvi kusukwa kwezvigubhu kubviswa kwehundi tichisara nezviyo chaizvo chaizvo zvatichaenda nazvo pamberi apo saka kana paine vari kufungidzira kuti MDC yaparara ndanzwa vamutangwa vachitaura kuti MDC hapachisina vari kuda kuti iende asi haina kwainoenda musangano wakaiswa nevanhu vanhu vakavhotera vachamisa vanosvika 2.5 million asi tinozviziva kuti vanotodiwa nevanhu vakawanda kupfuura ipapo saka hakuna kwavanoenda vanhu ivava havasi kuzochinja mafungiro avo nekuti Harvest House yatorwa kana kuti nekuti kukoti kwataurwa zvakati macourt decisions haachinje mafungiro anenge achiita vanhu and in English I can say I can see here ZANU-PF is excited. They are wishing, they are trying to wish away the MDC alliance led by Nelson Chamisa, but they are not going to do that. MDC is going nowhere. MDC is a grassroots-based party, a party of the people, by the people, and it's actually going to emerge stronger after all these debacles. There is nothing that court judgments can do. Court judgments and the taking away of Harvest House do not change the leadership of a party. Court judgments also do not change the hearts of the people. The people know the person who is going to deliver a new Zimbabwe and a truly new dispensation to the people of Zimbabwe, and that is Advocate Nelson Chamisa. So to the people of Zimbabwe, I am here to assure them that the MDC will be there and is going to emerge stronger and will continue to fight for the biggest fight that we established for, and that is to establish a truly people's government.
Okay, hold on there, Mr. Tsukora. We are now calling Vivian Nomalanga Pepe. She is in Israel, and she is a political commentator based in Israel. Nomalanga Pepe, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Duba. Good evening to you too.
Thank you so much.
I don't know what time it is.
Oh, yes. So now tell us, it seems as if this conflict between the two MTCs is seen by other people as something that maybe we haven't seen in the past. So what is your take on exactly what is going on?
I think the problem that we have with the politics nowadays is everyone is hungry. They don't do it for the love of the people, but they do it for money, you know. These people, most of the times they're fighting because you'll find that somebody is wondering, like, if that one is there on top, how much is that person benefiting? And then I think that's what is causing all these conflicts.
So now, out of these conflicts, do you think that the opposition is too strong or the opposition is now weak?
I don't think it's still strong like before, because when you look at the times of Joshua Nkomo, you know, you mm-hmm. can tell that there is a big difference. I don't know. I think the edge also is a very big factor in this whole thing. Like, I don't think Chamisa is that edge. Yes, we've seen like the president or the prime minister of France
mm-hmm.
at that edge, but maybe because that one is a different world altogether from Africa. I don't think at that age also he's mature enough to maybe have people at heart and do the right things. So as it is, the way I see it, I don't think there's any strong opposition right now in Zimbabwe.
Yes, I'm fine. I sent you to go on watching them. I'm fine. I sent you very civilly. Utubona njani okwenzakala phakathi kwamabandla la MTCT kuzobuya ke MTC Alliance. Ukulwa kwabo njalo lokuthi iopposition vele iyangathi okwalezi nsuku.
Hayi, okwamanje idirection yabo ayibonakali ngoba into yakhona ungathi uyayikhangela ukuthi even ma ungathi babambane. Right now bazadlephana ngoba bonke bakhangelela imali ukuthi unje lo yena mayephezulu ngale uyozodla ngcono kulomunye. So into yakhona nje ukuthi zisebenze ayi ungani kuzoba nzima. Mina ngize ngibone ngathi iGNU yinto engcono right now. Maybe siqalele khonapho.
Kodwa wena le GNU bangayivuma abakubandla leZanu-PF.
Mina ngibone ngathi ngoba beke bayivuma phambilini. Yebo, abanye bacabanga ukuthi yona iba namandla ngesikhathi se-GNU. Kodwa mina mboni ngathi lapha sesisenzela uZulu. If it means ukuthi kwenziwe ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi sikhuphe abantu kuleyi inhlupheko abakuyo, then akwenziwe njalo. Angiboni mina ukuthi abantu bezanu bangayala.
So can you put it in English just briefly, 1 minute? So you're saying a government of national unity is the way out right now for Zimbabwe?
I think it's the way forward right now, because from the look of things, if you look at the opposition parties that we have in Zimbabwe, I don't see them coming together and forming something strong enough to like take ZANU-PF out of power. So I think it would be better if they worked together with ZANU-PF, if everyone could come together and work, like, you know, towards the best of the country.
Hmm.
I think that would be better.
Okay, hold on there, Mama. Marvelous.
I think Nganda kuti vatawanda jokora ve MDC vapindure zvekutaurwa na my baby kuti maybe kuenderera mberi. Vanhu vakawanda vari kuchema chema vachitivo zvinhu zvechokwadi zvanetsa munyika uyezve nyaya yezvematongerwo enyika hapana chiri kubuda vanhu vari kufane nzara nezvimwe zvakadaro pangava here nemukana wekuti zviri kutaurwa namai bebe zviitike.
So let me bring in Mr. Tokora so that he can actually respond to that question. So Mr. Tokora, if you got the question, is, you know, do you think you can work with ZANU-PF, you know, like what Miss Pepe is actually suggesting? She's saying the only way out is for the opposition to work with ZANU-PF, because the opposition is very weak at the moment.
First of all, the opposition is not weak. The MDC alliance is stronger than ever. You saw the reshuffles that President Chamisa did in a few weeks ago. That has even further strengthened the party. And after all these debacles are over, the party will be in a much better sound, much better footing than before. And then on the issue of working with ZANU-PF, it has been President Chamisa who has even written to ZANU-PF that let's sit down and talk as Zimbabweans. And it has been Emmerson Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF that have been refusing that. The MDC alliance has put forward a framework for working together that culminates into a national transitional authority that also allows for the leveling of the political field or the playing field with electoral reforms being implemented and a free, fair, and credible election being held in a given period of time. So that has been proposed to ZANU-PF, that has been proposed to SADC, that has been proposed to the people of Zimbabwe, and it is ZANU-PF that has been playing hide-and-seek. It is ZANU-PF that wants to continue to see the people of Zimbabwe suffering. But the MDC has put forward the idea of a national transitional authority that is well-supported by academics and many political scientists in Zimbabwe.
But I guess it is not supported by the Constitution, right?
It is. I mean, it is constitutional. If we have a deadlock in an election, there is no other way except to sit down and negotiate and talk. And I think President Chamisa is showing that he's a very mature leader, contrary to what my sister is saying, that his age will not allow. It's not about the age. It's about what the person says, who the person is, and what he has done, and what he's capable of doing for the country. He is right now the grandfather in the house. He has been making all the right calls, all the right proposals, but ZANU-PF has not been forthcoming.
So I guess you can actually put that in Shona as well, right? Just 1 minute.
Yeah. Okay. Ndiri kuti ndatanga kupindura kuti mama vari kuti MDC kana kuti opposition ya parara muZimbabwe. Kwete idzodzo achisi chokwadi. MDC alliance yatosimbisa. Takaona isu President Chamisa vachigadzirisa musangano wavo vachiisa vamwe vari kutorova basa anafadzai mahere, vari kurova basa sebasa. Izvo zvinoratidza kuti President Chamisa havasi kuvhunduka, havasi kukanganiswa nemahumbwa ari kuitwa neZANU-PF neMDCT. Vari kuramba vakatarisa gwara ravo rekuti vagadzire Zimbabwe yakanaka, Zimbabwe inodiwa nevanhu. Kwozoyanyaya yekuti kushanda neZANU-PF, takataura kare President Chamisa ndovakagara vanogara vachitaura pose pavanotaura kuti vari kuda kutogara pasi navamunangagwa kuti vagadzirise matambudziko ari kuitika munyika. Asi vamunangagwa ndovari kutarisa kudivi, ndovasiri kuda kana kuteerera zviri kutaurwa neopposition. Asi kwese pasi rese, nyika dzese, tinoona kuti vanhu vanenge vachiti vari kutonga vanoshanda neopposition. Tinozoona kuSouth Africa, tinozoona kunyika dzakawanda. Saka munhu ari kuramba kuti nyika yeZimbabwe ienderere mberi, kuti vana veZimbabwe vasaramba vachitambura, ndivo vamunangagwa, kwete vachamisa.
Let's bring in Miss Pepe. Miss Pepe, do you agree with what Mr. Tokola is saying?
I partly agree with him, but only what I can say is I think it would be better if all the opposition parties came together and formed a strong alliance that can maybe take ZANU-PF out, or they come together, form an alliance, and then work with ZANU-PF, you know. Because from the look of things, I don't think they'll be able to take out ZANU-PF anytime now. So the best way is to be maybe they come together, form a very strong alliance, then maybe then they can fight ZANU-PF so that they don't split the vote. And then maybe if that doesn't work out, then let them work with the ZANU-PF in the government of national unity.
Okay, let me bring in Marvelous Mtanganya. Oh, yeah. Marvelous.
Very interesting take there, Gibbs. Maybe if I can pose a question again to just say, I saw someone was writing here, Precious Kuzwayo is saying people are suffering, they have to consider other options. Pane mamwe ma options here, takamira takadai, say opposition, ine mamwe ma options here, parishin, mufunza ava Jokora.
Yeah, okay. So, Mr. Jokora, are there any options for the opposition right now? Any options? Are there any options for the opposition except to go for a GNU, you know?
My options aripo akawanda nekuti zviri kuitika muZimbabwe kana kusungurudzwa kuri kuitwa vachamisa ne MDC alliance hakusi kwavo chete, havasi vachamisa vari kusungurudzwa, haisi MDC iri kukanganisirwa neZANU-PF uye nemakots emuZimbabwe. Vari kutokanganisira vana vese veZimbabwe. Inyaya yevana veZimbabwe kutambura kwavari kuita. Saka zvese izvozvo ndozvinopa way forward, ndozvinopa gwara, nekuti vanhu vakatsamwa izvozvi, vanhu vari kutambura. Saka vanhu, isu vanhu, tisu tichasumuka tega, tichitaura kuti zvakwana, hatichada kuenda kumberi. Izvozvi ZANU-PF iri kupona nenyaya yelockdown yayakaramba yakaisa iyi. Vari kuita zvese humunzvatunzva hwavari kuita uyu panguva yavakavharira vanhu mudzimba. Zvichapera, lockdown hairambe iripo. Painopera, vachazviona kuti vanhu havasi kufara nokuti vari kuona ruoko rwavo rwuri pese pese, mapurisa nemasoja ari kuenda kunobatsira kutorwa kweharvest house kunenge kusiri pamutemo. Kana dai zvanga zviri pamutemo, dai vakaenda vaine court order vamonzora. Saka unotongoona kuti ZANU iri kufarira zviri kuitika muMDC uye iri kutokonzeresawo naiyo, asi vanhu vari kuzviona zvese zviri kuitika izvozvo. Saka panoperawo lockdown vachaona hasha dzevanhu nekuti vanhu vatsamwa sei muZimbabwe.
But Mr. Sokora, the MDC and the police and ZANU PF have said, you know what, the soldiers have nothing to do with what is happening. And ZANU PF is saying they have nothing with what the opposition is doing. I remember I spoke to Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU PF and others in ZANU PF. They say, you guys, you should sort out your problem. This is not their problem. It's your baby. So they are saying, leave us out of this and taking it yourselves. Are you capable of making a settlement as an opposition? You know, can you do something so that maybe people will say they are not going to blame you? Because according to pressures, Kuzwayo, people are suffering and you guys are wrangling, right?
Kana vachiti ZANU PF haipo, vaita gei paHarvest House. Mapurisa akarovere chivanhu, masoja akarovere chivanhu, masoja nemapurisa akasungire chivatungamiriri vedu vachitaura nyaya vachihwanda nelockdown. Ivo vaiviga vanhu kuHeroes Acre kuine vanhu vanopfuura more than 50. Pano paVOA taiona mapicture nemavhidhio evanhu vanga vari pamusika wekuchinhoi, vanhu vanga vari pamusika wekuHarare vakazara. Vanhu ivo vari kudii kusungwa sevari kusunga vanhu veMDC chete. Saka izvozvo ndozvinongotiratidza kuti zvese zviri kuitika izvi nelockdown yacho iri kutoitirwa MDC Alliance. Iri kutoitirwa kuti MDC Alliance iparadzwe, asi MDC Alliance haiparare, inoramba iripo. Lockdown ichipera tichatanga kuita zvinhu zvedu zvatakaisirwa nevanhu kuti tigadzirise nyika, tigadzirise kutambura kuri kuita vanhu. Ndo zvatinoramba takatarisa izvozvo, asi MDC Alliance haife yakaparara. Vamunangagwa, kana vachida kushanda neMDC, tiripo. Takataura kudhara kuti pane yatakati transitional, national transitional authority yatakaproposa kuti ngatigarei pasi titaure nezvayo, tigadzirise nyaya yemareforms. Togadzirisa nyaya dzinoita kuti nyika ienderere mberi, kutambura kupita vanhu kupfuure, asi vamunangagwa vari kuramba vakaoma musoro. Ndo vari kuramba kutaura nesu, MDC haisi kuramba kutaura navo.
Thank you sir. Let me bring in Mr. Dube. There is Mr. Mlungisi Dube. He's in Bulawayo. He asked us to call him, so let me hear whether he can respond as of now. According to people, marvelous, it seems as if, you know, the situation is rather very uncomfortable in Zimbabwe as we speak right now. In terms of, you know, the economy is performing below expectations. And you remember that at one stage, there was a promise by the government that they're going to give even people some, you know, some kind of money to buy stuff, you know, during the COVID-19 lockdown, but nothing is happening as of now. And then comes in this issue of the opposition fighting, you know, and people are now very, very worried. Marvelous. While I'm calling this guy, yes.
Yes, apo tanga tiri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa iko kuno pamusoro penyaya dziri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika uko bato reMDCT yamuzvare Tokozani Kupe pari zvino nebato reMDC Alliance rava Nelson Chamisa paine mapisha-pisha ari kuitika. Vanhuwo vari uko vakawanda vachichema-chema vachiti ivo zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka pari zvino. Vari kuchema ivo vachiti chingwa chakwira, hachichatengeka, mafuta hachawanikwa, mari chaiyo kuti uibate iri kuti netsei. Saka vari kuti ivo chii chingaitwe nevezvematongerwo enyika ava kuitira kuti zvinhu zviwanikwewo zvichisanduka izvo pari zvino zvisina kumira zvakanaka munyika. Takatarisa zvakare kuti nyika pari zvino iri kutarisana nedenda reCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus iro ratekeshera pasi rose. Saka zvimwewo zvatiri kuramba tichitaura nei pamusoro pezvazvo, Gibbs.
Yes, I think we've got Mlungisi Dube as of now. Mr. Dube, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Thank you so much. So tell us, it seems as if there is a lot that is going in the opposition as of now. So what is really going on, Dube? We know there's MDCT led by Ms. Thokozani Kube, which has just seized Moken Tsvangirai House in Harare. That's a symbol of the opposition. So now, what are people saying on the ground there?
A lot of people are very worried about this fight within the opposition, because when the opposition was formed at the beginning of this millennium, a lot of people were hopeful that one day we're going to be able to dislodge the ZANU-PF dictatorship regime. But as we can see that throughout the history, from 2005, 2014, we've been witnessing a lot of spills within the opposition. So a lot of people are really worried, because they now understand that it will take a lot of time for Zimbabwe to get rid of ZANU-PF, because the opposition is constantly fighting among its own members. Abantu bakhathazekile, bahlukuluzekile kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi kade bekhangelele ukuthi iMDC izabaphupha uhlukuluzo olwenziwa yiZANU-PF, nxa sebenanzelela ukuthi iMDC sichitha isikhathi esiningi besilwa bona bodwa ngenxa yokubana bathanda ukubana bonke bebe ngabathungameli, bebe ngababusi. Lokhu kuyakhathaza kakhulu ebantwini abaningi. Abasekeli abaningi kade bengafisa kakhulu ukuthi bebone laba abantu bekhumisana umlotha. Kusiba nebandla elibambeneyo, eliqinileyo, elizakwanisa ukubana lichallenge iZANU-PF.
And so what's the way forward for these parties? Can they form a GNU with the ZANU-PF? You know, because we've got Nomalanga Bebe here who's suggesting that maybe the best way is for a GNU to be crafted in Zimbabwe. So what's the way forward?
I think first and foremost, these parties, they need to unite as an opposition party, because at one time they worked together. Some of these people, they've been working together for at least maybe 10, 15 or 18 years. So I think they are more that unites them than what divides them. To be honest, if we look at these things, it's just about power structures within the opposition, or everyone is just interested in becoming the leader ahead of the interests of the general public.
Yeah, so before we go to Mr. Zokora, let's have Ms. Pepe's take on this. Ms. Pepe, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm glad that he agrees with me that the opposition parties should come together, form a strong alliance, and then try to maybe, you know, face ZANU-PF together as one. They have to work on that amongst themselves before they even talk of ZANU-PF, because I think that's where the problem is right now. Everyone wants to lead. No one wants to be, like, led by the other. So it cannot work like that. It's not everyone who can lead. They have to, like, come together, come to an understanding. This is the constitution. If you lead for, like, so long, then you have to give the next person, and so on and on. So I think it can work like that. But from the look of things, it looks like they want to do, like, exactly like what ZANU-PF is doing, especially the MDC alliance. That's where my disagreement with them is. It's like they believe just one person has the right to lead, or he's the capable leader, which is wrong. As long as you give someone that right, that he's the only one who can lead the party, then everything has gone wrong.
So here, are you referring to the Chamisa Chete Chete?
Yes.
I thought it was a slogan, right?
It is, but what happened, that's the exactly the same thing that those people from ZANU-PF used to do to Mugabe, you know, long live Robert Mugabe. It's the same thing. And the next thing, what happened? For 40 years, the man didn't want to leave power. So that's exactly what I see is going to happen with Chamisa. If they continue, like, you know, that bootlicking, I don't know if I can put it that way, then it's wrong. It's a wrong narrative.
Just one minute.
Okay. So lava avamavandla aphikisana leZanu PF mina ngibona kungcono ukuthi abazama ukuthi basebenzisane njengoba ubhuti nje uDube ekhuluma ukuthi ababuye ndawonye amabandla lawa aphikisayo bavambane bonke makungavuma MDCT MDC yona le alliance vele nalawa amanye amaphathi lawa amancane abahlangane ndawonye and then bona bodwa baphumele leader eyodwa ukuthi nangumuntu ozasikhokhela and then from there sebengazama ukulwisizana uPF kumbe makusehlula abahlangane futhi benjalo kube yi-government of national unity bengena ke leZanu PF benjalo bona kodwa ngapha bebambene bonke ngoba yinto vele ezosplitha ama-votes as long as kulamanye ama-power ona la amancane ama-parties amancane. Right now siyalidinga lonke ivoti eliyabe likhona ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi siphikisane leZanu PF.
There you are, marvelous.
I think to vatavunza vajokora kuti zviri kutaurwa ne vari kuongorora nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika izvi zvekuti mapato iwaya eMDC dai abatana panguva inoyi kwete kurwisana kuitira kuti vakwanise kunge vachirwisa bato reZanu PF vakabatana zvingaitika here mune ramangwana.
So Mr. Zokola, that's the question. You know, can you guys unite and, you know, as a way going forward in order to be a strong force, you know, according to Ms. Pepe and according to Mr. Dube, he's saying you are stronger together than divided. So why not team up and, you know, fight as a group?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. But of course, let me also say President Chamisa is still in his first term in the MDC alliance. He was elected by the people at an inaugural congress in Gweru, and then he went on to be elected by voted in by 2.5 million Zimbabweans. So he's a man who is loved and wanted by the people, but who is still within his constitutional terms. Saka, we cannot bring in issues like he wants to be in power forever. He is just in his first term, legally and constitutionally. And then I think instead of people worrying about the MDC or what is going on in the MDC, because this is not the first time we have had a split, political parties split, even ZANU-PF Yajo has split so many times. People should now even be talking about or more worried about what is going on in ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF promised $500 million that was supposed to be given to the people that are in lockdown. Nobody has received a cent. There is also $50 million that was allocated to COVID-19 by the Minister of Finance that was supposed to be given to the business people in Zimbabwe to resuscitate business. Nothing has been done. We also received millions and millions of dollars from China, Angola, Botswana, Namibia, USA, Britain. All those millions of dollars are unaccounted for. What we hear, what we see in newspapers is that money is being misused by Mnangagwa's sons and his
colleagues. But we understand that, Zokola. We understand that very much. But can you guys unite or not?
Yes, we can unite.
That's the question.
We can unite. President Chamisa has talked, has extended his hand to civic societies, other political parties. We did it before the 2018 elections, where 8 political parties came together under the MDC Alliance banner and contested. So we have done it before. Why can't we do it again now? We will do it as long as there are progressive forces that want to work with the MDC Alliance.
Thank you very much. And then in Shona, 1 minute about that. Uniting in Shona.
Tukuti isusu tagara tivanu vanuda kushanda nevamwe izozi President Chamisa vanutaura nevanu nema teachers union ana atuz varikutaura zvakare kuti vese vashandi ana ZCTU nemamwe mapato evana veZimbabwe ngauye tishande pamwe chete. Takagara taratidza kare kuti isu tinoda kushanda nevamwe patakaenda ku 2018 pasarudzo dza 2018 kwakaenda kuine mapati masere angari under MDC Alliance. Kushanda nevamwe ikoko. Saka hapana chinotitadzisa kuti tishande nevanhu vanenge vachida kuti vana veZimbabwe vabve munhamo yati yavari iko zvino. Takamirira vada kuya kuzoshanda nesu kuti tishande navo, ende takasoko rakaendeswa kwese kwese kuti vada kushanda nesu gava uye tishande pamwe chete.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sokoro, and hold on there. Let's go to Mr. Dube. Mr. Dube, do you see anything happening in the last in the next few months, in the next few years, for these parties to come together? Just 1 minute on you.
I think the rift between these parties has grown to a very large extent, to an extent that it will be very, very difficult for them to unite. I think there is a lot of pride in most of these leaders. They don't want to listen. Someone will be claiming that the 2.6 million voters behind them, someone is claiming to be the legitimate president. So it is going to be difficult to reunite them.
Ms. Pepe, any chances of unity? Any chances of unity in the next few months? Do you see these parties getting together?
I don't think so, but I think they should. They should work on that, because I believe MDC was supposed to be a democratic party, like from the time it was formed. Mm-hmm. So they should be like allowed to agree and disagree on certain things without calling each other names, without firing each other.
Mm-hmm. So, Marvelous, over to you. Then we conclude our show today.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwa matauriro akasiyana-siyana tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune vanowanikwa ivo vachiongorora nyaya idzodzi dzezvematongerwo enyika. Tichinzwa zvakare kubva kubato reMDC Alliance inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa vari kutaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika pari zvino, nyanya panyaya iyoyi yezvematongerwo enyika. Saka tanga tiri kunzwa vanoongorora navo vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti dai pakuwanikwa ipo mapato maviri aya MDCT yaDr Thokozani Kupe neMDC Alliance zvobatana kuti zvirwise ZANU-PF. Asi tinoona kuti pane zvakawanda zviri kuitika pari zvino, nekuti mapato maviri aya ari kunetsana panyaya yekuti muzinda ndewani. Tiri kuona pari zvino wakatorwa neMDCT yaDr Thokozani Kupe, uyezve nhasi taona dare richiti iro MDCT yaDr Thokozani Kupe haigone kuramba ichienderera mberi ichidzinga vadare. Saka zvizhinji zvatiri kuona pari zvino, Gibbs.
Yes, we've got a satellite, by the way. Do you mind telling people about your satellite? Or
let's hear it out.
Yeah, so we've got a satellite. So just hear what we have.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners currently tuning in by Intelsat 20 can now also find us on SES 5 band and C-band transponders. You can still receive the VOA Southern Africa Zimbabwe audio on Intelsat 20, but the signal will be deactivated on June 30th, 2020. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
We've got our own satellite, Marvelous. You know, it's so wonderful.
Yes.
It's a new satellite, right?
Exactly. I mean, this is coming at a time when the world right now is suffering from this COVID-19, like we said, but we have a satellite. So this is great news coming at a very difficult time for everybody. But we're hoping, especially post-COVID, that people can actually be starting to connect with us, to receive information from us, to use our digital platforms more advanced than what they're doing now.
So I've got a question for Dube. Dube, is the satellite working in Bulawayo?
Yes, it's working, yes.
Uh-huh. What about in Israel, Mapet? Are you getting us there via satellite?
Yeah.
I think Tokora is also getting us in USA. I'm not sure whether in USA we are allowed to broadcast. I don't think so. Anyway, if we can conclude today, I wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Tawanda Tokora of the MDC Alliance, Miss Vivian Nomalanga Pepe. She is in Israel. She's an independent political commentator. And Mr. Mlungisi Dube, another independent political commentator based in the city of Queens and Kings, that is Bulawayo. And signing off in Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, and Rikuno ku Washington, D.C. Uko tiri kutete nyura, tiri kumba.